Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Dylan Matthews, Harvard-educated journalist who writes for Vox, V-O-X, is explaining how he got inflation so wrong. Now, I don't know much about him. I tried to do a little bit of research on the guy. And the only reason why I'm telling you his name is I want you to understand that you can reference the article, etc. But here's what I do know. Guys like him consider themselves experts. He's a journalist. He's supposed to go and do a lot of research to understand a topic and then give you his opinion or what he believes to be facts about this. And he goes in and he writes his piece because he got inflation so wrong he had to go in and after the fact. He wants to understand, how did I get this so wrong? So here's what he writes. Let's get this out of the way first. I was wrong about inflation. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second and explain this. Is he an expert? I don't know. But what I will tell you is this. They give us experts all the time. Experts on the economy. Experts on epidemiology and virology and tax policy, etc. And let me tell you something. They're all academics, most for the most part, who don't know anything. They don't have 1 ounce of ability to look at the world through common sense lenses and explain it. Because while everything I'm going to read to you about this guy, he figures out he got it wrong. I, who have no expertise in economics or finance, that's not my degrees. Two of my boys, it's their degrees. They probably picked it up through osmosis from me. They do. Actually, three of them have degrees in finance and economics, now that I think about it. But I ascertained that inflation would go through the roof, and I knew why. You want to know why I knew why? Because I was a management consultant, and I know how the entire process works. I know what it takes to place an order. I know what it takes to get that order entered into the system, into the factory, get the raw materials, start to manufacture it, QC it, store, you know, put it in inventory, and or ship it out. I know the whole process. And I know what it takes, what if anything disrupts that process, what happens? You don't get one part. What happens? What sits in inventory? And it's very complicated because it depends on what the product is. And what Joe Biden has done is he has complicated the supply chain to levels that I haven't seen since the 1990s. That's a fact. Here's what he says, Dylan. When prices began ticking up a little faster than normal early last year, I wasn't overly concerned. I've been covering economic policy since 2008, and in that whole time, in fact, in my whole lifetime, the U.S. has never had a problem with excess inflation. What is he, 2 years old? He says, in fact, our main inflation problem was that we had too little of it. The Federal Reserve, which is tasked with managing the money supply to keep inflation steady and unemployment low, set a low inflation target of 2% a year and kept falling short. If there is, as most economists believe, some trade-off between inflation and unemployment, that means the Fed's policies on inflation were unduly hawkish and kept many people out of work during the long recovery from the Great Recession. So I wrote a long piece last summer arguing that high inflation was unlikely in the 2020s. Let me just stop here for a second and tell you this. That is the most idiotic analysis I think I've ever heard from somebody who supposedly has been studying this since 2008 and is a graduate of Harvard. I would have predicted everything opposite. You want to know why? Because baby black Jesus was printing money at an untenable rate. He was not bringing in any significant jobs, manufacturing and what have you. He was bringing in bean picker jobs. And he doesn't predict that inflation is going to come when you double the size of our debt. This just is insanity. So anyway, he says, when fears arose last fall that rising inflation expectations, that is, people thinking inflation was going to be higher in the future, could turn into more inflation now, I wrote a newsletter citing research that cast doubt on that theory. See, this is what I hate about academics. They always refer to other people's stuff. Well, listen, so-and-so said in the 1920s that this, that, and the other. It doesn't apply to what is happening today. It would be like trying to explain a Tesla to some dude that's on a buggy. You know, it's got a horse and buggy. He'd be like, what are you talking about? You know, or the first Model T, you're explaining, no, you're not going to need, think about when we went to keyless cars, you know, where you just push the button to start your car with a fob. You remember the first time that happened to you? I was like, well, how do you start this thing? Well, this is the way this guy is thinking. So he says, this January 1, I predicted average U.S. inflation for the year would be below 3%. Well, in February, core inflation as measured by the personal consumption expenditures grew by 5.4%. It seems to be heating up. That's my preferred metric. He says, but data released on April 12th showed that the more widely publicized consumer price index grew by 8.5% compared to the year before. So this is the guy that says inflation this year would be below 3%. It's at 8.5%, and he considers himself an expert. At the time, he says, I wrote my July 2021 piece, Don't Worry About Inflation. A prescient copy editor noted that the headline might look bad if I was wrong and inflation got increasingly worse. I responded that I stood by it. And if I was wrong, I would write a groveling follow-up piece. So here we are. Then he goes on, in my defense, I wasn't alone. A lot of much better people than me argued that inflation was going to cool down substantially in 2022. Again, more credentialed than he, still more brain dead than he. He says, when I made my prediction, I cited the, listen to me, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I cited the Federal Reserve's policymakers whose median forecast as of December 15, 2021 was for 2.7% inflation in 2022 per the PCE. Now keep in mind the PCE is at 5.4%, double what the experts predicted. But in March, the Fed updated its projections from 2.7 to 4.1. Private forecasters surveyed in November said they expected 2.3. By February, it was up to 3.1. Put another way, the people you'd expect to have the surest handle on where inflation is going admit it, they got it wrong too. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about inflation experts, folks, the people who are supposed to guide our economy. And you know what they do? They guide our economy off the cliff. They guide our economy with the narrative of whoever's in office. Under Trump, these same people conspired against him. They didn't do what they call quantitative easing. They actually did the opposite. Where they gave Obama money to print, they actually contracted the money supply during the time of Trump. And you know what he did? He still performed like a rock star with the economy. He used to criticize the Fed. He said, why are you doing this to me when you wouldn't do it to Obama? But he didn't. He complained about it, and he moved on, and he charged through it. And you know what happened? America was thriving. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm talking about a guy who wrote an article. His name is Dylan Matthews. He's a Harvard grad. been studying inflation in the economy since 2008. He writes various pieces on it. And why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I always want my audience to understand one very simple thing about yourselves. You look marvelous. Well, aside from that, you're beautiful, but you are also as smart as you are beautiful. And let me tell you what you know. You notice what's going on in this economy, and here's a very simple reason why you do. Those who can, do. Those who can't, teach. All these academics, all these people who should be theoretically understanding that their real world experience fits, you know, should give them more of an indicator of what's happening. Ask yourself, why is this happening? Why is it that these big wigs in government can make a prediction about something? They use all these academic models. They refer to each other's work that they've been paid tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to come up with these studies, and they get it so wrong. I'm going to give you a second to think about that, because here's what I'm telling you. There's the practicality of what happens to you. In other words, you go to the grocery store and you see prices of items and you go, whoa, this is higher than what the other day. This is smaller. In other words, I talked to you guys about shrinkflation. I talked to you guys about Bidenflation. I say this is less product for the same amount or more money. Right? And it's across the board. You can look at it for grains. You can look at it for toilet paper. It's across the board, across multiple what they call sectors. So whether it's lumber, you know, to make paper, or it's raw materials, okay, if you understand it that way. So you're noticing it. Well, here's what the problem is with the people up at the top. They don't notice it. They don't have to notice it because somebody else is doing it for them. Somebody else is shopping for them. When they go to get their pedicure or whatever, and they go, it's $10 more, well, whatever, I guess you just had to raise your prices. They don't have to live it. See, there's the reality, and then there's the book sense of it. So they go out and they go, oh, historical models say here's the way this has to be. Well, your historical model failed. And Dylan Matthews of Vox is going through exactly that. And I'm just documenting what he talked about, what he thought inflation would be over in 2022, based on what he thought it was in 2021, in 2020. And he writes this piece and says, oh, no, there won't be any inflation. And I'm going literally the opposite. I'm saying to myself, this guy must be, these people are out of their minds if they don't believe this inflation is happening. So let me put it into what I say on this show. Five times a week, sometime during the show, I tell leftists this. I say, you cheated to get Biden elected. You knew he was a brain dead moron. Correct me anytime I'm wrong here. You knew he was connected to through his son, through illegal activities involving enemies of America, so to speak. Certainly financial enemies of America, people who want to roll off the dollar standard, people who want to see the American economy torched, namely Russia and China and Iran and others. But Hunter is in bed with China and Russia, no question about it. So you put a guy into office who's brain dead, who has obvious conflicts, and you say, solve inflation. Solve all of our problems. What was Joe Biden supposed to do? He was supposed to bring unity to America, racial unity. Do you feel racially unified? So what has Biden accomplished? Many people are probably asking themselves this, and the short answer is nothing, unless you're LGBTQ. If you're transgender, Joe Biden is all over it for you. And if you're black and you're stupid and you think, well, he gave us a holiday, good for you. Okay, Juneteenth, more white people got off work than you did, black folks. So if you claim that that's yours, good luck with that. You're paying more non-blacks to not work than blacks. So you're not fooling me, Joe Biden. So what has he done? He's accomplished absolutely nothing. And here's why I keep telling the left, it's not going to get any better. Donald Trump, and I talked about this the other day on the show, Donald Trump was addressing the trade issue. He was addressing our
dependence on foreign oil, made us independent on foreign oil. What does Joe Biden do? Joe Biden gets into office, undoes everything Trump did on oil, then starts buying oil from Russia. Now, look, I'm not going to tell leftists how to think, but you got to ask yourself, where's this connection with Hunter Biden? Because that's antithetical. How is Putin suddenly our mortal enemy, but Joe Biden authorized purchase of oil from Russia? How did he allow Russia to continue building the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? I'm just giving you some food for thought here. Now let's look at China. $375 billion deficit. That deficit by itself would be the 70 or 71st largest country in the world if you just took that and said, I'm going to go start myself a country. The total U.S. deficit would make us would be the 19th largest country in the world. Trump is addressing it. He's saying we can't run this way. This is what's creating our inflation. We have to bring some of this stuff back, particularly critical manufacturing, and we can start addressing this. We need to start making more products in the United States, becoming not only energy independent, but manufacturing independent. And what does Biden do? He kills it all. So he's disrupted the supply chain. He's put it back into the hands of foreigners where there's very little control over wars and rumors of wars. And where do we find ourselves? Joe Biden starving most of the planet. Prices of wheat and other grains so expensive they can't afford it. Cost of the fertilizer. So expensive, we can't afford it. And guess where we get most of the fertilizer from? Russia and China. And I could go on. So you've got this huge disruption in supply chain created by Joe Biden. There's nobody else that did this except Joe Biden. And then they say, well, it's Putin's fault. And every expert out there is just like the fake news media. They are peeing on you and telling you it's raining. This is why I don't believe them, and this is why I say to you, stop believing the experts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is en route to New Hampshire to talk about ports and supply chain bottlenecks. The president visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority. The White House saying the port will get funding from the big infrastructure bill to accommodate larger ships and heavier loads of cargo. A judge in South Carolina is denying bond for G. Wayne Price, one of the three suspects in a shooting at the Columbiana Center shopping mall over the weekend that left more than a dozen people injured. In a bond hearing Tuesday, Judge Jessica Magnum announcing her decision after hearing arguments from the state and Price's attorney.
I appreciate your question, but I'm about to show bond. Today, I will be denying bond.
The state argued Price is a flight risk and shouldn't get bond. This is USA Radio News. Despite Russian missiles striking a world central kitchen in Ukraine over the weekend, the charity's founder says they're continuing their mission to feed hungry Ukrainians.
Sometimes, to fight the good fight, a plate of food is just the beginning of a better tomorrow.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Celebrity chef Jose Andres says four of his staff were wounded in the strike, but they remain in high spirits. Air travelers are reacting to the federal mask mandate being lifted on airplanes and public transit. This passenger arriving at Detroit Metro Airport says people celebrated not having to wear face coverings on flights.
It's a real moment almost because it's been so many years now that we've been doing this, and yeah, a couple people cheered.
Today marks the first full day passengers didn't have to wear masks on planes. The mandate was struck down by a federal judge in Florida Monday. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The other day, I talked about the situation in Ukraine with Biden, and it's dire. It's dire. And again, I'm going to touch on both sides of this issue in the sense that, and I'm always going to preface what I say about Ukraine and Russia by saying this. None of us know really what's going on. So don't try to act like an expert. Don't be out there going, well, Kevin, this is wrong, whatever. I'm not going to act like an expert, but I will tell you what I know that's more than you know. I'll tell you that. And the reason why I can tell you is because I'm working with experts, asking them. And then I'm conveying that. But I'm not conveying it like I know it all. I'm conveying it so we can study it together. And what I'm telling you is, all the indicators are that Joe Biden is losing in this war that he's currently got with Putin. And I'm happy about it. People, oh, Kevin, you're going to bet against him, whatever. And I know Rush Limbaugh took heat and others that say, I'm betting on Putin against Biden. And I hope Putin wins against Biden. I'm on record of saying that. Now, I don't hope Russia wins against the United States. That's a whole different deal. But I hope Putin wins against Biden. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's two dictators going at each other. And the one that we have, he's far worse than Putin. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I talked about the other day Zelensky saying that Russia might nuke him. Ridiculous. It isn't going to happen. We've had nuclear weapons for ages. The only people we're concerned about using nukes are terrorists, Middle Eastern terrorists. They will use nukes. Civilized people don't. We won't. Mutually assured destruction. Russia has an old arsenal of nukes. I'm sure they've done some new ones. The Chinese have a bunch, and certainly we have ours. And even though Barack Obama tried to essentially take all of our nukes away, we still have plenty. And Russia's not nuking anybody, but Zelensky said they would, which, as I said, was my indicator that Russia was kicking their butt. Then I went out and I looked at other stories, and sure enough, Russia is kicking their butts. There it is. And the media can't spin it, because it's not America's media that controls the narrative. It is the world media, including mostly Russia, and whether they are winning or aren't winning, we don't really know. But I suspect they are. I think Russia's got Ukraine well in hand. They can put up a fight. But Ukraine is not Afghanistan. Russia knows it well. And because they have Crimea, they pretty much have Ukraine surrounded. And I saw a story, oh, they're in the Kiev and some other big cities, and and that's why Zelensky made his big appeal. Please, please, he's going to nuke us. If you don't stop, he will nuke us, and then he will nuke other people, and you're not safe. You know, okay, great. It's funny, Americans feel pretty safe. I don't feel like I'm going to get nuked by Russia. It isn't like when I was growing up where every commercial was, stop and get into the park bench in case there's a nuclear explosion. Don't look at the light. Let me tell you this. If you can see the light, you certainly won't see it very long in the event of a nuclear explosion. So anyway, Biden's looking for anybody who can throw him a lifeline in all of this because he is suffering. And I'm going to get more into his polls here in a bit. Oh, and the other thing we're going to do, well, we may get into his polls because we talked about his polling the other day. But I want to cover it in every area. I want you to be able to refer back to my show and say, Kevin showed us Joe Biden isn't winning with any group of significance. If you want to give him the LGBT, fine. But he's not winning with any group of significance. And there's a big there's a reason for it. Simple reasons. Anyway, as far as Ukraine goes, Biden needs world support. He wanted NATO to jump on. He wanted members who wanted to be in NATO to jump on. He wanted people who were not even thinking about NATO to jump on. He wanted the world press to all go against Vladimir Putin. He's the bad guy. I'm the good guy. And the problem that he has is nobody respects him. Nobody. We've chronicled the most recent one was the Saudis making fun of him as an old dolt, a dotard, a rumbling, rambling dotard. He certainly made us believe it. If you look at his behaviors over the past few days, I mentioned the other day, shaking hands with nobody in the White House appearance. But there's many others that we don't even hear about. Can you look? That's what we see when the dude is in front of the camera for 15 minutes. What do you think we don't see? Can you imagine Joe Biden once he gets on Air Force One and what they got to do? They got to give him a new cocktail of, or put him to sleep so he can be rested for the next thing. When this dude is when they're wiping his butt and putting on his Depends and everything. I mean, would you really want to know behind the scenes what's going on with Joe Biden? Okay, I would. I ain't gonna lie, but because I would really want to be, I want to validate what I already know. The dude is worse than a baby. I mean, tell you, do you remember when Joe Biden just ripped a fart in front of Camilla, the Duchess, and he didn't even go, excuse me, he just ripped it, and she was like, wow. The guy's got, he has no control over himself. But he comes out when in his moments of clarity, and Putin, let's sanction getting rid of him. And what do you mean sanction? Let's get rid of Putin. He wants to get rid of Putin. He put a fatwa out on Putin, and then his whole staff goes, he didn't really mean that. Then he tries to be Tommy Toughbutt, and he comes back and goes, yeah, I meant it. I meant what I said. And they're going, oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. Anyway, he's looking for people to help him. Well, last week, the French president, who's a little weenie, Emmanuel Macron, declined to characterize the Russian military actions in Ukraine as genocide, saying that, quote, an escalation of rhetoric is harmful. He said his goal is to stop this war and rebuild peace, and not use rhetoric like genocide to escalate tensions with Russia. However, he called the Kremlin's actions war crimes, following the trend of Russian allies. And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has used the term genocide before and praised Biden as a true world leader for saying the same. Now, let me just say this. Zelensky, desperation. Joe Biden, he's amazing. He's a great world leader. Says nobody except Zelensky. There's nobody else who believes Joe Biden is a world leader. He says, calling things by their name is essential to stand up to evil. Well, perhaps. Anyway, French President Macron's unwillingness to recognize the genocide of Ukrainians after all the outspoken statements of Russian leadership and criminal actions of Russia's military is disappointing, Nikolenko wrote on Facebook. He is a spokesman for the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry. Ukraine is grasping at straws. Nikolenko wants, just like Biden, on behalf of Zelensky, he wants Biden to jump into the fray, which Biden has, but they want the world to do it. And if they can get the little wimpy French to do it, then they'll be, even the wimps in France realize how bad this is. Macron justified his reaction of the term by saying that Ukrainians and Russians are brothers. But Nikolenko argued that brotherly people do not kill children, do not shoot civilians, do not rape women, do not cripple elderly people, do not destroy the houses of another brotherly people. See, I've become so immune to this war of words where they say, oh, look at what they did, and then they fake it. They put it on, it's wag the dog. They build a war scene and they lay people out, these actors and actresses. I'm just telling you, I don't believe anything that comes out of the media on any side of it. I don't. They said Biden's use of the term came after missiles struck a train station in Ukraine where civilians were hiding, killing at least 57 people. See, I'm too smart for this. And so are you. I remember when we were battling with the Middle East, Afghanistan. Americans killed this many men and women and children and priests and, anybody that's we should feel sorry for. We were killing them indiscriminately. Why? Because what the Taliban would do, they'd go in, they'd shoot, they'd fire missiles from those buildings, scurry out, and then we'd bomb wherever they were shooting from. They shot from mosque and hospitals. But then they want protection of mosque and hospitals. Makes sense, right? Yeah, and in bizarro world. See, in war, I would tell you, nothing's off limits. We see a missile fired from your mosque or a hospital, it goes. You want your hospital to be sacrosanct? Don't be firing missiles from it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Kim.com. I don't know if you remember this particular guy, but he has been described as an extraordinary hacker. Having had some hacker friends in the past, I'll tell you, they're good to have. They really are. So you should have a you should at least be friends with one. It's like having a cop friend or a Navy SEAL friend, you know, or somebody in the Justice Department friend. It's always good to have somebody that can help you out every now and then. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com 844-551-8255. Kim.com is after Joe Biden. And based on his past messages on Twitter, He likes to target leftist scumbags. I don't know what his politics are. I think he's just a guy that wants to deliver the truth. But in his latest tweet, the Biden family is about to be exposed. Maybe this week. Here's what he wrote. I work with the data forensics team that analyzes the Hunter Biden laptop data. Expect a major release soon. The data reveals numerous crimes. Hunter Biden will go to jail and Joe Biden will resign. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know people. Look, I get it. If you're skeptical, I understand. We have witnessed the least amount of real justice in this country over the last decade that I've seen in my lifetime. Obvious things where people should be arrested. And what's funny, miscarriages of justice have been just as egregious. Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn, the other dude, I always forget his name, but he got arrested, you know, the one that was connected to the Russians with Trump. Anyway, Paul Manafort, thank you. That's why you have people on your staff. Anyway, miscarriages of justice. So I get why people are skeptical. Look, I don't have any evidence here other than you just can't get out of this. You can't get out of it. Anyway, Kim.com goes on. He says, I have history with Joe. He references a white paper. He says, glad to help shutting him down. Now, I don't think it surprises any of us that Kim.com says Hunter Biden has incriminating evidence on his computer, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to be a forensic data analyst or even a hacker to know that the Biden family is loaded with crooks, replete with them. I also don't need anybody to tell me that Joey Demento, a.k.a. the big guy, positioned his crackhead son and his brother, old Uncle James, in positions to profit on behalf of the Biden family. Sorry, I have too much common sense to need anybody to tell me this. But nevertheless, it would be nice to have other people like yourselves share my confidence. Share the idea that, yes, they are guilty. You don't need any more evidence, people. See, that's what they try to make you believe, is that you need experts.
14,000 climate scientists told us that global climate change is real.
Sorry that we gave them all $100,000 to say it, or else they would have told you the truth, but there you go. That's the nature of the beast of what we live in today. What will be discovered on these imminent releases hinted by Kim.com? Well, according to him, two bad things were going to happen, and I mentioned them earlier. Hunter's going to jail, and it will be so bad, Joe Biden will resign. Now, let me tell you this. I think many of you are beginning to wonder, at least if you listen to this show, because I've wondered it out loud, who's decided that Biden needs to go down? Because, as I said, poll numbers are being exposed, and we'll get more into some poll numbers here in a bit. But poll numbers are being exposed. Joe Biden is being exposed across the board. I mean, the reports, they can't even sugarcoat it. They don't even try anymore.
Inflation numbers are worse than we thought. It isn't like, well, if you lose this, you know, carry the 3 and multiply by 2 and divide by 13 and you hit the trapezoid. You know, they don't even try to sugarcoat it. They don't even try subterfuge anymore. They just go, hey, look, it's bad. It's worse than we thought. It's worse than we thought.
You heard me talking about the inflation experts. Now, these are, in my opinion, people that are pro-Democrat, pro-leftism, pro-Joe Biden, finally coming out going, you know what? I don't know. I don't think the old guy's got it anymore. Here's another tweet he made. The Hunter Biden laptop data contains evidence of the worst kind of child abuse. One forensic analyst told me that he has to take frequent breaks because of how disgusting the evidence is. Did the spies in the media that call the Russian disinformation assist a pedophile? That's what he tweeted. Now, it makes me a little skeptical that he says, I've seen it. I'm working with these guys. Are they not telling him everything? Blah, blah, blah. But again, I don't need Kim.com to tell me that there are some explosive things on that laptop. I don't know what they are. I know what Hunter Biden's been accused of. And I'll tell you this.
I there's nothing you would tell me about Hunter Biden that would make me go, really? Oh, man, I didn't think it was that bad. No, I would go, yep, I believe it. And I'll tell you this, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Rumors of Hunter Biden's escapades with underage girls persist. Will these be verified? Now recall this, Kim.com took credit for exposing Hillary Clinton's malfeasance. And according to this tweet, he plans on playing a part in the downfall of the Bidens. But here's what he wrote. I was instrumental in ending the 2016 election hopes of Hillary Clinton with a courageous DNC whistleblower and WikiLeaks. Now I'm helping to expose the crimes of the Biden family. To others who were involved in the unlawful and corrupt destruction of Mega Upload, you're next. Now, you may not know what Mega Upload is, but he used to get all kinds of data that he stuff that would come in, and he was like a WikiLeaks. He would disperse it out. He would put it up there. The FBI raided this guy. I don't know if it was FBI because he's not a U.S. citizen from what I'm told. But the FBI raided him, did exactly what they did with Project Veritas, what they did with Donald Trump's attorney. Remember Cohen? Remember, he was going to bring down Donald Trump. He was the legal equivalent of Stormy Daniels. You haven't heard anything from him, have you? Another guy caught up, intimidated into having to say, I'll help you get Trump. I'll help you get Trump. Trump's attorney, I want to remind you, Trump's the guy you confide everything in, could not bring Trump down. You want to know why? There was nothing to bring him down on. Cohen was trying to save his, you know, he was, who knows what they told him. We'll get you. You're going to die in prison. You better do something on Trump. And no matter what, he was like, you know what? I have done nothing wrong, but I don't want to be in prison my whole life, so I'll do this. I want you to understand, the president of the United States could not help his former personal attorney. That's the level of intimidation that the Democrats have. And that's why you barely hear anything about Hunter Biden until now, because the Democrats can't intimidate all the other media, all the other people that are going to bring down this regime. And I don't know, the Chinese may decide, hey, let's keep old Joe in there for another 2 years or what. I don't know what they're going to decide, but I do know this. It isn't Joe's decision. And I'll tell you something else. I don't think it's the Democrats in America's decision anymore. I think that we are so compromised as a nation that other countries call the shots on who we get to pick as a world leader. You want to talk about a puppet government, a third world banana republic, because it isn't a dictatorship. It's a banana republic. Anyway, Kim.com, he's being serious. He chastises the media and others who are complicit in this. He says, the Hunter Biden laptop data was provided to major media organizations months ago. Part of the plan is to name those who have received copies of the data and to expose them for not acting on it or covering it up. They are accomplices. They are aiding and abetting criminals. So apparently, he's going to be calling out everybody who had the data. So here's what we're going to get. We're going to get a data drop that says, here's everything that's been on these laptops. And here are all the people who did not tell you about it. And as a... What's his name? We got a couple of clips on this guy, Stephen. Anyway, worked for Trump. He says, what would have been the outcome if everybody knew what we know now? What would have been the outcome of the crooked election? Do you think the Democrats could have pulled out this coup if we knew everything that Hunter Biden did and what his daddy knew, the big guy, and what his uncle was doing, and maybe other members of the family from what we're being told? Let me tell you, folks, I stay on this radio show all the time. The narrative is out of the hands of the left and firmly controlled by people who can manipulate the Bidens, including Joe Biden. How else can you explain his demented policies toward Ukraine, Russia, China, Iran, and Venezuela?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.